You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Why do you keep avoiding me? I confess it's annoying me. Honestly, it's so aggravating. Think of my temperament, won't you tell me just what to do? When I ask for a kiss or two, you say no, not now, dear, somehow. Dear, you're always too busy for my love and too busy for my betting. That is all that I've been getting from you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I've noticed you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue, and I'm oh so lonely. I can't understand your action, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for ya-da-da-do.
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this week is a stress fest. And not that it's any more than it should be, but I've been sort of vacillating between sanity and its opposite. So whatever this show works out as, it's an amalgam of my moods. And so I'm going to call this show Free Vacillation. And it's like a vacation from sanity is what it is, and I'll pick one sooner or later. We began with the Four Rajas, a nice store stock copy of that, on Victor, Too Busy, and boy, does that express it. It has been quite interesting, but I think we're going to do what we have to do, and I think by the end of the week I will be retreating into my lager lounge for a while. Here at Radiola Manor, we do have our own recreations. Ambrose and his orchestra from 1936, Jack Cooper singing Swing. And that's from an LP, the GNP Crescendo LP, which I have. I've picked it up at a Salvation Army, and it sounds like it. There were a couple of cuts I tried to use, and they were not amenable to being used, so they're remaining in cold storage until I figure out what to do with them. Willard Robeson with the Apana Troubadours with our theme, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. And if you can get to sleep, it's easier to wake up, I suppose. 1929. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just... I've got things I'm looking at this week, and one of them is I have to be the MC. I have to put on a suit and do a show on Friday. And that's at the Rome Capitol Theater. I'll be emceeing the 1912 review. But I have to do this show. We have many other things going on at the house. So it's just a matter of ending on bringing everything in for a three-point landing. The plate spinner on those old variety shows, that guy, whoever he was, he is my soulmate this week. And if you want this playlist or any other playlist for Radiola, RadiolaRhythm.net will get you there. RadiolaBlog.blogspot.com. Google is tricky. More people are asking me stuff on Google that I don't know or don't have that I can name. So you can, if you want to get to this site by Google, you might. But I can't vouch for if you want something else, you'll have to go somewhere else. That's all I can say. And I won't even say what those other things might be. Frankie Masters and his orchestra in 1927. Frankie Masters is singing, but Leroy Shield, he of the Roach Studios, is directing the orchestra. Everywhere you go, and the places we've been. Thank you.
the bing and the bang of the big tin pan parade. Hear the zoom and the boom as they march through the room on the big tin pan parade. You never heard such tunes as they pound on the pans with a tablespoon. Off they march to the cookies and plums, they'll soon have a pain in their tummy tum tum. The captain of course has a broom for a horse as he leads them off to war. Little feet will be free if they meet with the feet when they charge the kitchen door. It's Waterloo for Napoleon if he cracks the frost of an oleum. Clear the way, hip hooray for the big tin pan parade.
Campus Boys, that's Harry Reeser with Tom Stax with a Tin Pan Parade on Banner, 1927. And yes, it's a death march. That's what it is. Oh boy, it's a real, but we'll do it. You see, we can get through it. We're determined to achieve everything that we set out to achieve. Before that, the Frivolity Club Orchestra, and we need some frivolity in our lives, that's for sure. Jack Denny, I Lost My Heart in Monterey, 1926 on Vocalion, and I still have those Vocalions. There are a few on the hard drive yet. As long as the hard drive lasts, that is, it seems to be... I think the computer is starting to get a little tired. And Frankie Masters and his orchestra, 1927. Leroy Shield was directing. Frankie was singing Everywhere You Go. Oh, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we are, I don't know, the Capitol Theater, they said I was a radio legend. I see myself more as an unsubstantiated rumor in need of verification, so we're working on the documentation as we speak. And I'm Andy Sr., and I am a rumor, I admit. I'm a rumor in my own house. Harry Wheel, send me an email, and you might get this response. Oh, pal. Old pal, why don't you answer me? And if you send me that email, you might get a response. That's Cameo, 1926.
Old pal, old gal, you left me all alone. Old pal, old gal, I'm just a rolling stone. Shadows that come stealing through the weary night always find me kneeling in the candlelight. The long night through I pray to you, old pal, why don't you answer me? My arms embrace an empty space, the arms that held you tenderly. If you can hear my prayer, always
dusty, dear. Days are so long. My feet grow rusty, dear, just a wandering on. All the world's a mockery. Weeping willows laugh at me, 'cause I'm such a fool to be longing for you. Where shall I go? When I go? Where I go? Since you have sent me away, I gotta know, what shall I do? When I do? What I do do? When you just haunt me all day, oh, tell me, where can I find what I found when I first met you? You were unkind, but I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go? When I go? Where I go? Since you have sent me away. Since you have sent me away. And what shall I do when I do what I do? When I do what I do? When you just haunt me all day. Oh, tell me, where can I find what I found when I first met you? You were unkind, but I simply can't forget you. Where shall I go? When I go, where I go? When I go, where I go? Since you have sent me away, far away from you. That's all.
That's different from the rest, and I'm sure that you'll agree, for you know as well as me. Now you can go where you please and be as free as a breeze on a summery night, and there is many a spot where you can linger a lot on a summery night. How can anyone be gloomy on a night in June, when it's nice and bright and roomy under the moon? Now there is love in the air for every lovable pair on a summery night, and you can count on a kiss, for how can anyone miss on a summery night? That's the time you're glad you're living and the world is quite all right. Or you can go where you please and be as free as a breeze on a summery night. Thank you. words, let your fancy take wing and whisper most anything on a summery night. Tell her of your love undying, say, honey, be mine. And if you should hear her sighing, that's a good sign. Stay out as long as you please, you know that you'll never freeze on a summery night. You'll find that walking is nice, cause you're not walking on ice on a summery night. That's the time you're more than happy and your cares are out of sight. Cause you can go where you please and be as free as a breeze on a summery night.
Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, 1929 on a summery night, and it's been quite that way. Solar flares or something. It's been warm. It was 90 degrees in April on the 15th. That's a little too warm. And the trees are trees are confused. I'm even more confused. And Ed Hanshaw, 1927, Song of the Wanderer, and that's vacillating and wandering and maybe wool gathering, too, if you want to add that one. Certainly oscillating. Harry Weil, or Weil, that's spelled W-E-I-L. I don't know if that's his real name. I'm guessing it is because I can't recognize this vocalist by any other name. Old Pal, Why Don't You Answer Me, 1926. This is Radiola, and Radiola by any other name would sound just as about the same as it does tonight. In other words, we're just getting this done, and so we can collapse on the next project. The Emerson Military Band in 1919. Speaking of going to the Lager Lounge, I think this says it too. And this was even before that Volstead thing was fully realized, but people saw it coming. And here are the marching, they were marching back to this, the Alcoholic Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike Speciale and his orchestra, 1925. And that was on Perfect. A very nice copy of that. I've got a couple of those somewhere, but that's a nice one. Nicest one thus far. Mammy Chasing Blues, and Red Nichols is in that orchestra, that band. Sounding very nice. Very good early recording of his. The other side is a nice hot solo, too, which is, I Want to Go Where You Go, etc., etc., etc. Longest title, and there's no room left on the record for anything else. Liberty Dance Orchestra, I hesitate to pronounce it, but he was a famous orchestra leader. Jose Natzy, not it was spelled N-A-T-Z-Y, so don't get fresh. 1921, Mon Homme, or My Man, as you would know it, is a very popular tune. And he was a nasty guy, by the way. He did all those nasty things to the gal. But she sang about it anyway, because I guess what else are you going to do? The Emerson Military Band, 1919, The Alcoholic Blues, and they were about to take it away at that point. So I guess there are advantages to living in this century, although I find they are increasingly few, or decreasingly many. And this is Radiola, and our shows continue on. Nonetheless, I'm Andy Sr., and I'm hanging on to this century as long as I can with my fingernails. And yes, I am. Salt and Pepper, which was actually Frank Salt and Jack Pepper. Imagine that. The guy's real. Well, Jack was Edward Jackson Culpepper. I don't know who Frank Salt was, but they were certainly condiments. Whatever they were doing, they were right there. They were shaking. Whole lot of shaking going on with Salt and Pepper. 1924, here they are on Cameo. Good record here, Holding the Sack.
Ha ha ha! faces in town. You are known as a clown. How happy you seem to be. But in back of your smile, there's a tear all the while, and sorrow that no one can see. For the life that you lead isn't real. Little girl, I know just how you feel. Rings on your fingers and heartaches inside. You're the lonesomest girl in town. Everyone's buddy, but nobody's bride. You're the lonesomest girl in town. Too many parties that bring you no fun. Too many bright lights instead of the sun. But not the right one. You're the lonesomest girl in town. Rings on your fingers and heartaches inside. You're the lonesomest girl in town. Everyone's buddy, but nobody's bride. You're the lonesomest girl in town. Too many parties that bring you no fun. Too many bright lights instead of the sun. Too many sweethearts, but not the right one. You're the lonesomest girl.
Thank you.
Lucky Strike Dance Orchestra on Oriole. That's Nathan Glantz. And that's Arthur Fields with Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue? 1925. And that record was lent to me some time ago by the Capitol Theater's own Jack Theakston. And I finally got it on the show. It just seemed to fit there. Why am I blue? That's what I want to say. Well, this Friday night on the I will be playing the piano, accompanying Jack for two numbers, in fact. In addition to flapping my jaw throughout the proceedings. Also, I'll be wearing a very nice suit, so you get to see me dressed up like a maitre d'. It's worth $16 of anybody's money, and it's 7 p.m. That's not even the main part of it. That's just the added attraction. But 7 p.m. April 20th. That's a Friday night, and if you can make it down there to the Rome Capitol Theater in New York, it's worth your while to come in and you may want to get a YouTube of me so you can embarrass me publicly. Just saying. Not that I would. Although the management frowns on that, so please don't do that. That's I'm gonna slap myself for saying that. But this stuff is out of copyright. But I'm not out of copyright, and I forbid it. Cliff Edwards. Before that, The Lonesomest Girl in Town. That was 1925. Nice copy of that. And I think that was that song was reworked into the movie Road to Utopia as a part of a bit between Bing and Bob Hope. And that bit was even used most recently. I saw Bree Benton use that in her Poor Baby Bree, I'm Going to Run Away show. So that song keeps on giving. But there it is in 1925. Before that, Salt and Pepper, Holding the Sack. You left me holding it. Yes, indeed. 1924. This is Radiola, and I'm not holding my breath, and nor should you. I'm Andy Senior, and my lungs are, I'm letting them operate here. And proceeding, we're going to go on with Brian Wright, his Breaking Notes set, which is also on LP, and some of those selections are even on 78 if you want to grab them, his Big Spiderbeck solos. But here he is with James Scott's Efficiency Rag, and I can't pretend to any efficiency. I'm just doing what I can. And after that, you might hear some Al Galadoro. So let's go. Thank you.
Thank you.